So one of the things I've noticed in the last little bit is that I haven't been getting any lottery wins at all. I mean, I still play the lottery and probably always will because it's something I've enjoyed. But I understand that I'm not winning anything at this point. This is something that happened before when I used to make money playing the lottery by going into a bit of a trance and visualizing or seeing what the numbers were going to be or how the sports game was going to turn out. Quite a few years back, that is discussed mostly in my first book, so I really don't need to go into it here. But the thing is, when a person tries very hard, then there's this resistance that comes forth. And sometimes the whole thing kind of shuts down. Rather than getting what we really want, which is more money flowing in, and it can actually shut down for a while, or seem like it shuts down anyway, almost like we're going reverse rather than forward. That's a natural transition. And, you know, there has to be a certain allowance of it. Because with working with energy, working with love and so forth, it's very fine and very delicate. And there's a very fine line between doing it, creating it, and trying too hard. And of course, as I'm really pushing myself to experience, to feel what it's like to have the $3.6 million in my bank account, and to really get a feeling of it and really a sense of it, I have to sort of really push, because I have nothing to really relate that to, because it's not an experience that I've had. So I have to find it, and I have to bring it out and really get a feel for it, and that takes a lot of pushing and so forth. So at some point, even though, you know, there was some things showing up where money was flowing, where money was flowing in already, and we're getting an evidence, you know, of something happening and that we are opening the flow, then as I began to push a little harder to get the feeling of experiencing that $3.6 million, getting the confidence of it and so forth, then of course there's a bit of a change came about and less things showed up for a little while. And that's what's happening now, I guess. Again, I sort of half-heartedly expected it and to some point also hoped that perhaps wasn't going to happen, but here it is, it's here, and it is happening, so that's part of it. Now, if we eased up and went back to a more relaxed way of allowing it, of experiencing that $3.6 million, of experiencing having it, of it sitting there in the bank, then the flow will start again. But right now, just this for this time period, I gotta get the feeling stronger because I have to have in my mind, a stronger feeling of the having it. Because then I have something to lean on. I have a positive feeling about money, about the flow in, about abundance, and so forth. Because that's a very important aspect of all of this. Part of the reason there isn't a huge and large amount of flow of money in the first place is because I don't really have that positive expectation of dollars flowing in. Now, I'm not broke. I do have a fair bit of money and much, much more than I had in the past. I mean, there's almost nothing I have now that I could even afford in the past. And I'm not thrifty with money at all, so in comparison, I have a lot of income coming in a sense. you know, compared to the old days when I first started this project. Now, I don't mean this project here, but with Sending Love before the first book. So, in that aspect of it, allowing it just to shut down for a while, that's okay. You know, I get a little twinge of a strange feeling when I go to the lottery booth and I hand in 3 tickets and none of them win, not even a free ticket. There's this little twinge where it's going, are you sure you're doing the right thing? I mean, you're shutting this thing down now. You're going backwards. Yeah, in that sense of allowing it in, because when we're pushing that hard, we're actually resisting it flowing in. But, again, I'm getting a good sense and feeling of what it's like to have it. Then when I let go again and do it in a more gentle manner, I will have a stronger sense and feel of it. It will be easier for me to hold that feeling very gently and lightly. And by that time, also allowing it to flow in. See, because then I'm not straining at all. It's like this. If you're not a runner and you wanted to learn to run, you would do maybe a quarter mile today and you'd be wiped. Now, if you wanted to get to running a mile where you could run a mile very easily, if you pushed yourself to run 2 miles and then let yourself work backwards, in other words, after you've trained yourself to run 2 miles in the morning, it'll be very easy for you to do a 1 mile. Because you've gone past it. And in a sense, that 1 mile will become very relaxing and enjoying because it's only 50% of what you were doing before. 50% of what you're capable of. So in a sense, it will come about in a much more relaxed and comfortable way without straining. And that's what we're going to be going back to. But for now, we're still going to bring up that feeling, at least for a few more days, as strongly as possible. And then we'll step back a little bit and do it in a more enjoyable, light way.